Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Reinhart, Got Something to Say, brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you, and excited to be talking with Amy Nichols from the Region 4 Agency on Aging. And Amy, we've talked before, but for people that don't know what the Region 4 Agency on Aging is, give me a little synopsis of what you guys are all about.
So we are... And I am at the campus for Creative Aging, which is always a little confusing, but we are a division of Region 4 Area Agency on Aging, and we are here to make aging in place and help you age better. That is our entire goal in life, which is a pretty cool goal. The campus was here to make aging a little bit even different, a little more fun and creative. Mm-hmm. And so the campus is closed now, but that doesn't mean our work has ended. And the same thing with Area Agency on Aging. We are still doing the exact same work. We're just doing it a little bit differently via Zoom and in people's homes and that kind of thing. So.
Yeah, much like everybody connecting through Zoom, whether it be for things like this, you and I talking, or classes that you have, programs like that, or just connecting with your loved ones. I think a lot of people in the older population are realizing, oh, Zoom's pretty easy, or this, you know, way of connecting with my family is pretty easy, almost easier than trying to schedule them to come by my house. So it's simple and easy. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a little while. But you have a big push for something going on here later on this month, and that is Falls Prevention Week. That is September 21st through the 25th. What is that all about? What's the big push for that? And what should people know about that?
Like, what's the why? Why? Yeah. Because falls are one of the biggest serious effects on older adults aging and quality of life. So more than 25% of older adults fall every year, but less than half tell their providers about it. So they fall and they have issues, and then those issues compound and it makes things a lot worse. But in the United States, falls account for over 800,000 hospitalizations in older adults. And I don't have to tell you that during COVID times, a hospital is not really a place you want to put an older adult at this point. So anything we can do to prevent that would be great. So we are really working hard. We've got a big push going on. This is also in conjunction with the National Council on Aging. And it's about how to prevent those falls, because falls are actually preventable. There's some really cool things you can do with balance and breathing and exercise. And so we are going to do a whole series of Facebook Live and Zoom events that week, such as like a 3-day balance and breathing class with one of the local Pilates instructors, Sally Huber, and super excited about that. She does such a great job with older adults and teaching you how to stand correctly. Yeah. And I even didn't stand correctly. I was like, oh, geez. Okay. Yeah. So I'm super excited to take her class again. That will be via Zoom. And all of these will be at no cost. And so we've got a whole bunch of other things going on. So you'll see some blasts. You'll see some things coming up about just basic fall prevention tips. Because if we can prevent 800,000 hospitalizations and 27,000 deaths just by learning a little balance and breathing, I think it's a pretty worthy effort.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we get older, we know that our balance gets, we start to lose our balance a little more often. And even when we do fall, I know I'm just in my 30s, but you know, when I fall, it's a lot different than when I was falling when I was a kid. You know, you fall and you get back up. But now when you're getting older, you fall and you get back up, but it takes a little while longer. And so, you know, there's things in place, not only with, like you said, with balance, but even companies that can help you, you know, help you know, reestablish things in your home that could be fall hazards, whether it be helping you with getting up the stairs or the bathtub or anything like that. So ways that you can still live in your home and feel safe. So this is really great. So this is, like you said, again, from the week of the 21st through the 25th, and we'll be able to get more information and learn about those classes and things by checking out your website. But also you have not only that going on, but also something really cool. Like you've said, you teach people a lot of different things at the Campus for Creative Aging and how they can, you know, live healthy lives, whether it be fall prevention, but also eating healthy is another thing, and cooking for yourself. That's one challenge I think a lot of people, older adults, have, especially if, you know, they had a big family. I know my mom even struggles with it at her age of cooking for herself when it's just her. That's one thing that I think some people struggle with when you, especially if you had a big family, you cook for the big family, or as you're older, you may not cook for yourself at all and you just make something simple, but it may not be healthy. So you have a healthy cooking class that's coming up, right?
We do. And this one is in conjunction with Bronson Hospital, and it's their head of their nutrition education. Her name is Chris Flood. She is a dietitian. She's just got a ton of background and information in health and nutrition and loves to share it with a senior population. But the cool thing is that she started a blog called Empty Nest Eats, and it's cooking for two. When her kids all left and went to college, she started this blog, and she's got a lot of experience for cooking for one or two. So all of the recipes we do on there are from either Bronson or from, you know, that blog of hers, but they're also two people. So it's just two people.
That's
no
great.
Longer cooking like I do, cooking for 10 and eating that for a month and a half, right? So you don't have the major leftovers. They're really great. She has some really cool recipes. Coming up, we have one on lentils. We have one on everything pumpkin. And we just finished, and it just went out on Facebook, our cabbage recipe that she did with apple sausage and apples in it and like Dijon vinaigrette. Oh my gosh, so good. So good. We did have a little slight problem with, she was stir frying the cabbage and the cabbage got very hot and set off a smoke alarm. So if you would love to see what happens in a live cooking show and you need a giggle, that's the one to watch.
That's awesome.
No, nobody was injured. There was no smoke. It was just that it got too hot. So, but it was hysterical fun. That's on our Facebook page at the Area Agency and the Campus for Creative Aging. So we've got those classes coming up September 16th. October 7th and October 21st.
Wonderful. Is there a cost to that?
Nope. Those are all free.
Awesome.
And you get the recipes ahead of time too, so you can get your ingredients and cook along if you really feel the need. Most people just sit and laugh with us because we have a good time. We play a few games. You know, we set up the smoke alarm. We do some things.
I love that. That is awesome. Not only does that recipe sound good, but that sounds like some great entertainment as well. You also have something called the Personal Action Towards Your Health classes. What is that all about?
These are really fun educational or evidence-based educational classes. So they are followed a very rigorous curriculum that you'll get ahead of time. And these, by the way, are no cost either, but we do ask for a donation if you're possible. You know, if you have it to give, no requirement. They are 6 weeks, and we're doing something a little bit different with them this time, is that we are going to mail you the workbook, and you are going to participate in a phone call every week. And so you don't need to have Zoom. So if you're a little computer leery, this is the class for you. You're on a big conference call. I say big, there's 10 people max and two instructors. So not very big. And they each have a different focus. So the first one we're going to do is diabetes path. So diabetes personal action towards health. That entire 6 weeks involves how to manage your diabetes better, how to be healthier, how to feel better. Because that's what these are all about, making you healthier and feeling better. The second one is chronic pain. And those are, I just sat through that one. Those are some really interesting tips you can do to manage chronic pain and what to do when you're in pain. So you feel better. And then the next one will be evening diabetes path. And that one will be at 7 p.m., which normally our classes are during the day. This is, we're highlighting that a little bit because it's at 7 p.m. And so you could get your dinner and be done and, you know, come join the class. And they are really, really interesting classes taught by trained volunteers. And that have the chronic or illness that these are based on. So they'll either be diabetic or have a chronic pain.
Wow. So they're experts. They know firsthand on everything going on. That, like you said, smaller class sizes. So is that something we obviously need to register ahead of time for that, right?
You sure do. Yep. We have all of our registrations are on Eventbrite, if you're not familiar with it, or you can go to our Facebook page, the Campus for Creative Aging, and they'll all be linked in there. Same thing with the website, campusforcreativeaging.org. Or you can always just call Area Agency on Aging and they'll get it routed to the right person of who it needs to be. So we, like I said, on these, you don't even need to have a computer, just a phone.
Now we've got a couple of minutes left. I do want to touch on a few of the things that you have at the end of the month, an advanced care planning on the 30th. What's that all about?
So, you know, this is about who's going to make decisions for you, Johnny, if you couldn't make it for yourself. Because you need to have that stuff laid out ahead, because it, when it happens, it's too late for you to decide. This is a really frank, honest discussion. We are doing this one in partnership with Lakeland. And I don't know if you know Julie Griffin or not, but she is so fun. She makes this fun. I did not think that was possible. I thought this was going to be very serious. It is not. It is very, it is fun and interesting and a really frank discussion. Mm-hmm. And we send you all the documents you need ahead of time that are autofill. So you can just type in what you want when you go through with her. So that's really fun. That is another free one we do. That one's going to be on September 30th.
I don't know if I can sign up for this, but I think I need it. And that is a Microsoft Excel class. Now that does cost some money, right?
Right. These are extensions of our Computer Learning Center classes that we did in person. We've now practiced them and done them online, and it works. And it works really well. I was surprised. I'm pleasantly surprised. I shouldn't say I was surprised. I knew we could do it. I just thought it would take us a little longer. But our Computer Learning Center instructors are so good that we are now going to bring out Microsoft Excel, where you get a little deeper into all the things you need to know about Excel. And I, Johnny, am so excited that I get to be the host, because I get to go to this class.
Nice.
And I got to be in on the first class, and I'm still using tips from that. And I've been using Excel for 20 plus years, you know, religiously. Yeah. So they're very helpful. That class is $50, and it is 3 sessions from 9 to 10:30. So 3 hour-and-a-half sessions.
Now, there's a lot of other upcoming classes. I can't get to that list. Where's the best place to find all that, Amy?
It is actually on our Facebook page, Area Agency on Aging, or Campus for Creative Aging. You can always call me at 269-982-7748, and I will help you get registered.
Wonderful. Well, Amy Nichols from the Campus for Creative Aging, thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Well, thanks for having me. It was great to see you.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.